I guess most of us parents, when you're expecting a child and maybe you already have another child or two, you're kind of prepared for the birth, the balloons, the being up all night, a crying baby, feedings, maybe a slight fever. But in our case, we didn't experience that this time. We didn't have any balloons when we went home. When we went home, those late nights of changing diapers and bottle feedings, our son required tube feedings 24/7. Our son didn't talk. He didn't cry. He breathed out of a tracheostomy tube, which is a tube that is inserted into the neck to help them to breathe on a ventilator. You know, I never heard Evan cry. I heard a ventilator running all night long. We found out when leaving the hospital that Evan did have a terminal condition associated with a syndrome. And there's so many syndromes out there. He had one that was called Noonan syndrome. And with his heart disease that he had, and with his lung disease that he had, I think the original prognosis from the literature was 50% of the kids were dead by the age of two. And then, you know, I guess it was a matter of time till the rest of them went. Evan was a DNR status, which to the medical field means do not resuscitate. So if something goes wrong, we had kind of agreed, because we knew how bad his heart was, that it would probably not be in Evan's best interest to resuscitate him. We had our own little family motto, and I remember putting it up on a big board in the hospital, and an acronym, you know, DNR. But our DNR stood for, you know, do not retreat. I can remember some of the medical staff going, well, you know, a DNR is not really a bad thing because we don't want Evan to suffer. And I go, I don't want Evan to suffer yet, but I still want the hope, and I'm not giving up. And if that time comes, I'll understand it. I'll know that. But for right now, do not retreat is our motto, DNR.